This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. In 2009, University of South Florida School of Architecture and Community Design students Sean Verdacia and Jason Ross watched Hurricane Katrina and the aftermath. Verdacia says what struck them was the lack of quick, proper shelter for the victims of an event like this.
So it started with disasters. We noticed that there's a second disaster where people are given these shelters that lack human dignity. And we thought that maybe we could use our architecture skills to maybe come up with something new that could solve this issue.
Even after graduating, the pair continued working on the problem and came up with an answer. Able Nook.
Able Nook is a modular disaster relief dwelling that you can put together without tools in under 2 hours.
We'll explain how their creation works in a moment, but first a little bit more about Able Nook's history. The duo was encouraged by Professor Mark Weston to take their idea to USF's Office of Technology Transfer, which helped them form a startup company. What also came in handy was a crowdfunded Kickstarter campaign they held in 2012 to build a second prototype for field testing.
We started getting these $5,000 donations pouring in, and that was like the light bulb went off. I'm like, oh my gosh, people really love this idea. We need to keep working on this. At its heart, it's a humanitarian project, and people respond to that.
What makes Able Nook unique, Verdacia says, is that it does a lot of things other shelters can't do.
Maybe they can't be deployed on uneven terrain, you know, or you need a whole crew to take it out into the field and assemble it, or it's not insulated, or it's not secure, or it doesn't provide human dignity. And when we developed this design, we wanted it to be able to check all those boxes.
The smallest version of Able Nook has an interior space of about 64 square feet, is 20 feet long, and about 13 feet high with 10 feet tall ceilings.
So it's made out of aircraft-grade aluminum and structural insulated panels that you can just click together without any tools.
And if there was a need for a number of shelters to be sent, say, to a disaster site, they can be shipped out en masse on the back of a truck and delivered to a scene.
These would be shipped out from our facility flat-packed, almost like an IKEA product. And then that, when it arrives, it's more like a Lego product that you put together yourself.
The Able Nook has thermal insulation and a number of frosted glass windows and other natural ventilation techniques to keep the interior warm or cool, depending on the climate. The expandable design means additional units can be set up side by side or on top of one another. It's also attractive enough with an arched roof and a porch that Able Nook can be used as a portable office or classroom, or maybe even as a prefabricated home. They can also be customized with a number of features, including a foundation, plumbing, and high-performance add-ons like photovoltaic solar panels and a rainwater collection system.
We see this kind of like a Mercedes, that you have two versions of the Mercedes. You have the utility version, and then you have the luxury version. So you can take the same base platform, and you can have it as a delivery vehicle, or you can have it as this luxury SUV.
Jason Ross now works in an Atlanta architecture firm, while Sean Verdacia has joined a Bay Area firm that's designed some of the renovations at Tampa International Airport. But Verdacia still serves as president for Able Nook, which is moving forward with plans to mass produce the design. Earlier this year, Able Nook finished as runner-up for the Cade Museum's Innovation Prize. More than 100 teams competed for the $50,000 grand prize, and while that's the only cash award, they did not leave Gainesville empty-handed.
We were first kind of entering into that competition thinking, well, it'd be cool if we had a shot. And then from there, we got into the final two, and we walked away with the People's Choice Award, which to us was huge. You know, we won the audience. So we intend to go back next year and go for that $50,000 prize.
And while the company continues to pursue capital to make mass production a reality, Verdacia envisions a day where everyone knows about their creation.
We want the metaphor to become, it'll be like putting an Able Nook together, and that becomes synonymous with, you know, how easy something is to work with.
You can see a University Beat on TV report on Able Nook at WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.